Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I hope you are well. On Sunday, we had Dale Barlow from the Newground Leadership Team speaking on the Holy Spirit. And this week's devotionals are loosely based upon his message. And today we reflect upon how the Holy Spirit enables us to experience God's love and hope. Let's read from Romans 5, 1 to 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast, or we rejoice, in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Today's lesson: the Holy Spirit wants to fill us with God's love and so drive out hopelessness and fill us with hope. The Holy Spirit wants to fill us with God's love and so drive out hopelessness and fill us with hope. We've all had the experience of the sun breaking through the clouds with its warmth and light and changing the feel of the day and changing our mood. The sun is always shining, and above the clouds, it's always a lovely day, but from our perspective, below the weather, we don't always benefit from this reality. Romans 5 is like a blazing sun, as it tells us so many amazing things. However, we need to experience and see these things with the eyes of our hearts in order to enjoy the warmth and light of the truth. Too often, we can know and believe truth without really knowing them as a present, living, joy-filling reality. We need the Spirit, who gives us fresh experiential revelation of truth, so that even in suffering we can know God's love and hope. We're told that the Spirit enables us to have hope. Hope is the expectation and guarantee of good things in the future. We live in a world that's often hopeless. Things like the environment, artificial intelligence, war, the inescapable truth that the sun will come to its natural end, bringing civilization and all evidence that we've even existed to an end. These things and any number of issues can undermine our hope in the future unless we have the hope that the Spirit gives. What is the hope that the Spirit assures us? It's the hope of the glory of God. The hope of the glory of God involves at least three things. Firstly, the hope of heaven. The Spirit assures us that we will not suffer God's wrath and condemnation, but rather we will see God in his glory after our physical death. Secondly, the hope of the new heavens. We will see God's glory in the new creation when Jesus comes to restore all things. And finally, the hope of glory. We will experience God's glory as we are transformed, as we are raised from the dead in resurrection bodies, and we take on the likeness of Christ in that new heavens and new earth. So this is a great hope: the hope of heaven, the hope of the new heavens and the new earth, and the hope of our glory. The Spirit, as he pours out God's love into our hearts, assures us that we will see, enjoy, and be transformed by the glory of God. Our text from Romans intimates that suffering can cause us to question our hope. However, those who are being filled with the Spirit, as Paul teaches, will be enabled to see God's character and faith-building purpose in suffering. As we read, not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, character, hope, Hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. You see, those who have the love of God poured into their hearts by the Holy Spirit will be enabled to see purpose and to grow through trials. So in response, the Holy Spirit wants to fill us with God's love and so drive out hopelessness and fill us with hope. Of course, every Christian has the Spirit in them. However, not every Christian is experiencing God's love poured out into their hearts. So are you seeking the experience of God's love being poured out into your heart through the Holy Spirit? Are the trials of life robbing us of hope? Alternatively, are we coming to God and crying for Him to fill us with His presence so as to be assured of that He is with us, that He accepts us, that He loves us, that He's got purpose in all trials and difficulties? Are we being infected by the hopelessness of this world, or are we overcoming the hopelessness of this world through the hope that the Spirit gives? The Spirit wants to help us all to be able to say with confidence, Romans 8, 18 to 19, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that would be revealed in us. For creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. God bless you.